If you are looking for trouble, you're in the right place. The baddest biker bar in the investment world, The Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to The Danger Zone on Money Life. It is where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And if they find out that things are not quite as they appear at that surface level, well, if they're misleading, but they work in your favor, that would make something attractive. If it works against you, then it's headed for trouble and dangerous. Learn more about how it works at newconstructs.com. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to chat with you again.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
True Panion.
Did that dog just say hi there?
True Panion. It is the pet insurance company, and apparently it's a barking dog that just said hi there. And I really want to know about this because while I don't want to speak out of turn here, True Panion is a company that I am about to become familiar with, not just because you're talking about it, but for other reasons that will bear themselves out on Money Life in the next week or so. But why is this company a barking dog now?
It's not a very good business, Chuck. You know, it's a zombie stock. It's down about 40% since we put it on the zombie stock list. I think that means it's meaningfully underperformed the S&P as well, which means it's even better as a short idea relative to the S&P performance. And yeah, I mean, it's losing a lot of money, and we don't know that it will ever make money considering, you know, the liabilities and underlying challenges in the business.
But it's an insurance business, functionally. It's in the pet industry, which everybody loves because everybody loves their animals. And Lord knows, it's not like we're seeing a shortage of animals. Why can't this business model succeed? What are they doing wrong?
Yeah, you think just maybe the underwriting is just completely off. I think it's a lot of advertising. You know, difficulty, I think, getting a lot of scale as well. But, you know, look, I mean, it's been a negative margin business. I mean, they're spending more than they are making in revenue, right? So expenses more than 100% of revenue, and it's really getting worse over the last few years, not better. And look, they've got a limited amount of cash to survive. So I don't know what to tell you, man. I think it's a admirable idea, but something tells me that maybe there wasn't, you know, a big thriving business for pet insurance for a long time, unless you're like a racehorse, because it's not a good business.
New Constructs put True Panion on the zombie stock list and put it in the danger zone back at the beginning of May in 2023. At the time, the stock was trading, I want to say, around $30 or what have you. But this is a stock that in the last 3 years was at one point trading at about $145 a share. It's now, you know, 21-ish, 22-ish, something along those lines. You mentioned this as a short, as a possible short. How low can this go? Typically, zombie stocks have a case for zero, but what's the case here?
Yeah, I mean, the case here is that, you know, in addition to a valuation that implies a ridiculous amount of profit growth. So that's part of why we see huge downside. I mean, to justify the current price, they'd have to get to $10 billion in revenue and grow its share of the pet insurance industry from about 10% to 20%. And by comparison, right, the top health insurers for humans are United Health Group, Humana, and CVS, which hold, you know, 28, 18, and 11%. So the idea is that it will become the biggest and most successful pet health insurance company in the world, and have a market share that's been rarely achieved anywhere else in the business. And so that, we think, is a big hurdle. But, you know, you've still got a decent amount of debt and option liabilities, so that the economic book value here is a negative $13 a share. We think this was kind of a meme stock, right? That's why it traded as high as you mentioned before. We think it's kind of a gimmick stock, and we're just not sure this business ever really holds water.
So let me ask a question that, again, may have something to do with my future, which is, if you look at the stock, we don't always connect the stocks to the businesses themselves. But in this case, we are talking about an insurance company, and it's pet insurance, fine. But you pay premiums hoping that you won't necessarily need your benefits, but that your benefits will be there. Do you worry when you've got a company that has expenses that are higher than revenues? In other words, what they're paying to the vets is more than they're bringing in, or things along those lines. Or, I mean, you'd have to dig into the balance sheet and tell me if that's exactly the case. But when that's what it sounds like, at least, should their customers be worried that, hey, if you wind up having to go to the vet, your insurer is more likely to say, that's not a medical expense we cover?
Yeah, I mean, that's the risk. I mean, that's the risk. I mean, this thing was born on the backs of sentiment, you know, in terms of like being a meme stock and coming out at around low 30s a share, but going up to 150, it's kind of a gimmick stock. It's about sentiment. And so if the sentiment starts to shift here and people are like, whoa, wait a second, maybe I won't get my money back. Maybe my premiums are going to get paid. I'm never going to, you know, be able to call on them. Yeah, this could go real bad real fast.
What about the potential for stupid money risk here, given that it is the pet industry, given that they do have a footprint and a brand name? I mean, whether it's an existing competitor in that space or you go after the, you know, United Healths, who just kind of go, hey, we could do vets as easily as we do doctors for people.
Yeah, you know, that's that one, the stupid money risk could potentially make sense as an add-on here for one of these larger insurance firms, assuming that it's a profitable business. I don't know that if how many of the rest of the industry, if there are really many other profitable pet insurers, because they're not publicly traded, and that's probably for a reason. They're probably smaller, not scaled up like what Trupanion is trying to do. And I think it's maybe a broken concept, and pet insurance really probably only makes sense in the big ticket insurance situations, like for racehorses and other sort of specialty animals. But this broad-based consumer product is probably not viable.
Well, in other words, yeah. And what that actually means?
Danger, danger.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what it sounded like the dog was saying there. It's Trupanion, T-R-U-P. It is in the danger zone this week from David Trainer at New Constructs. David, great stuff as always.
My pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs, which is online at newconstructs.com and on Twitter at New Constructs. David is on Twitter too. He is at the Real D-Train 37. Up next on Money Life, Scott Wren, senior global market strategist at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. It's the big interview, and I promise it is coming up right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.